Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Schwall. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Holler. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing right field. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Crandall and he is out, Alley applying the tag. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mota. Mays reaches second base with a double. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch takes first base on ball four. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. There goes Lynch. The throw from Holler to second, and Lynch is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Holler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peterson moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers throws to second for one, and Alley throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Peterson scores. Lanier moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Giants. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Crandall. Lanier scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Giants. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Mays moves to third. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mays scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Giants. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rogers moves to second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Pirates 2. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Verdon. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mota, who is chasing the ball. Hart reaches third base with a triple. McCovey scores. Mays goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Giants. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-1 in the game. Mota hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Verdun trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Mota moves to second. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Haller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0 for 2 in the game. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a pop-up towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Lynch moves to second. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 2. The Giants will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 3 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun who is chasing the ball. Davenport reaches third base with a triple. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mota. Mays reaches second base with a double. Davenport scores. It's 7-2, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lindsay, and towards Lanier, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bailey moves to third. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Giants. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 3. The Giants will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Peterson reaches second base with a double. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Haller is hit by the pitch. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Peterson moves to third. Haller moves to second. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alley fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.